Hi, welcome to the Insight Hour, folks. Thanks for joining us. Every Tuesday night we come to you via bbsradio.com and love528.tv. And this is a very special evening that we're going to be sharing tonight with regard to a very interesting development that's actually taking place here. We're going to ask you for your prayers to bless it tomorrow, actually in the morning. We're actually going to be inundated with producers from the Showtime television series of Penn and Teller called Bullshit. I kid you not. There is a show on Showtime with Penn and Teller called Penn and Teller's Bullshit. Sherry, hi, welcome to the Insight Hour.
Hi, Lynn, and believe me, that show is nothing but bullshit.
Well, what are they doing coming here? What do they want with us?
Well, they're trying to lay their bullshit on us.
I guess that's the case. You know, folks, we got a call from the producers that wish to do a vaccination segment. Now, I'm sure that you can imagine if you've ever watched Showtime's show with Penn and Teller called Bullshit, they really knock everything and everybody that gets on there. And it's supposedly an anti-intellectual, it's supposedly a show that exposes people for all sorts of misdoings and whatever.
Well, they try to debunk everything. I mean, we're talking about everything. I saw an episode where they were debunking the Bible, claiming that there was no God just because they're atheists. So just because they believe one thing, they want other people to believe what they believe in. And, you know, there's people out there like us. We truly do know that there is a God, and we have faith in our God. And for them to go out and tell people that just to kind of help lose their faith.
Make money, profit off humanity, suffering.
Oh, it's horrible. It's a horrible thing. And then they think that video games are really good for kids. They think that kids really don't get influenced by video games they play. They also promote socialism. It's all about the same agenda that we've been talking about. They work for the same people. So, again, we're here to tell you about controlled opposition and how the media is controlling everything, including the pharmaceutical companies and your mind.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical companies are actually, we call it pharma media. They're totally in bed with the media bosses, the crime bosses. In fact, Rupert Murdoch's of the world. Rupert Murdoch is actually kind of like the alternate to Sumner Redstone Rothstein is his real name.
Well, it's actually Sumner Murray Rothstein.
Oh, Mary Rothstein.
And who would call themselves that when their real name is Rothstein? Why would they call themselves Redstone? Unless they're trying to cover up something. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, maybe it's a little bit of the self-loathing issues that you had talked about. Sherry had done some wonderful psychosocial analyses on the reason why we have all of this craziness going on with those calling it a Jew world order when there are so many Jews that are involved at the highest levels of this global manipulation, this globalization. And incredibly, you know, like in World War II, the Jewish people were targeted for literally elimination through concentration camps and public health disinfection.
And there was Jews behind Hitler that were wanting the other Jews to be exterminated. If that's not self-loathing, I don't know what is.
I don't know what is. So we're dealing with, like, complete lunacy, insanity, and satanic sorcery in regard to vaccinations. And tomorrow, it looks like I'm going to be, starting at 9 o'clock Pacific time, the sacrificial lamb of the propaganda prostitutes, Penn and Teller, in their program called Bullshit, on behalf of their crime bosses, Sumner Redstone, Rupert Murdoch's of the world, who broadcast this kind of nonsense. And in essence, they're going to try to make me, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, the crucified soul who's been basically sacrificed to bring more profit to the media and to the pharmaceutical companies that bring you this kind of programming, which really is programming. Behaviorally engineering the masses to accept the false beliefs of not simply about atheism. You know, I can tell you that my own personal absolute solid faith is that we've got an absolutely awesome God because I experience God and the angels of protection and direction constantly in my life. Sherry, I think you feel the same way.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely. I know. And how can you possibly know if you haven't had these experiences? And I don't really believe it's up to us. And so I feel really sorry, and I pray for people every day that have not experienced the power of God and the love of God. And I know that if it's his plan for you, he will open up that veil and you will be able to have those same experiences. And I would say if you are interested in knowing what it is, you can pray, and we will be praying for you as well. I do that for people every day, that God just please help people, protect them, give them faith, and show them that
faith.
You love
critical.
Them.
Critical is the issue of faith. And if you have no faith or zero faith, faithless, then you really have no relationship with the Creator, the metaphysical reality in which the miracles manifest. You know, this is literally what's necessary. It's this heartfelt, loving connection through this faith. That's the contract. It's what the Bible talks about. Now, Penn and Teller have done a segment on Penn and Teller's bullshit that basically trashes the Bible completely. Now, my own take on this issue is certainly that the Bibles, the various Bibles, have been manipulated by men. Probably some women, too.
Right, and I've had lots of issues with people who are so into their religiosity and they believe that women should be submissive to their man and be kept down. And, you know, I say to those people, God did not put that on my heart. He gave me a purpose in life, and he made me who I am. And so if I don't have it in my heart to be submissive, and he didn't make me that way, then why should man push that on other men? It's not right, and it's not our place to decide. We are made the way we are, and that's why I say you need to love everybody. God does not discriminate, and the Bible that's interpreted and causes all of this hate is because of the discrimination that's in it. Because God is about love. Jesus is love, and that's the message. That's the whole message.
It's a fundamental message. And my position is you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You don't throw the entire Bible out and then claim like Penn and Teller, actually Penn does all the talking. We're going to talk about that in a minute. This is a metaphor for the social psychology and the behavioral engineering of the masses that Penn and Teller's program actually literally shares and shows. It's a metaphor for what's really happening in the real world. But this concept of saying that Moses never existed, how stupid is that? My own name, my own family's name and heritage, my father's and father's father's name goes back to Solomon. There's in the Hebrew tradition, in the Hebrew, the names are given over and over again throughout history to reflect your ancestry. Well, that's all trash. Jesus never existed, according to loudmouth Penn. And Teller just sits there completely submissive and simply takes all the abuse.
Yeah, I had an experience with that.
Yeah, we did. We were in Las Vegas this weekend preparing for tomorrow's taping and show, collecting intelligence and information on our alleged adversaries. You know, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. That's truly where we have to go with this whole thing. You know, we're engaged in global genocide right now. The mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and ideology, including the understanding that George Soros has relayed and Ted Turner and David Rockefeller and the Council on Foreign Relations Population Director say there's too many people, useless eaters on the planet, that we've got to get rid of some of those. Well, how best to do that? Via intoxication by vaccination. So that's what Penn and Teller are actually coming here, or at least their producers are coming here, to film us tomorrow to actually engage this insanity, this hypocrisy, that they claim that vaccinations are safe and effective, and whereas you've been following the Inside Hour over many years, you know that is simply not the case.
Definitely not the case.
So the fascinating thing, one of the fascinating things, there have been many, that have come from this invitation to be crucified by the pharma media, is this concept of what Penn and Teller in their show actually reflect, this concept of what they represent, the metaphor that they represent in the psychosociology of the programming for the masses that literally is engaged in the same kind of relationship that Penn and Teller actually display week in, week out, this dominant versus submissive. Sherry, you've got a good perspective on that.
Right. Well, the dominant, which is what Penn represents, represents the entertainment industry, the powerful, the wealthy, the people that are in control, all the people we talk about, the media moguls, the pharmaceutical companies, everybody that's in power and wealthy. That's what the dominant represents. And Teller...
And we're being dominated.
Exactly. Well, we are. We're being manipulated. We're being dominated. And then Teller represents the submissive, and that's the people, like, all the people outside of this small, like, clique, this small group of very wealthy elite that are controlling everything, and that would be the submissive. That would be the people that feel they have no voice, they have no power to say anything, they have lots of fear.
They're afraid to speak up. Yeah, really.
And they just sit there and they just watch what goes on blindly. Things could be falling apart around them, and they just, like, don't know what to do. They feel like they can't say anything, and that's what...
And they follow order after order, just like Penn directs Teller to get on that wheel or get on that flame.
Right,
and
hangs them upside down and strings them
up. Shoots guns and bullets and knives at them and says, you do this. The guy does it without saying a word.
Exactly.
So that's submissive to the max. And that's what we, the people, the sheeple, the vast silent majority who have not spoken out because they're afraid. This is the metaphor that Penn and Teller project weekly, and that's what their show is about, and that's what their bullshit is about in Showtime's Penn and Teller bullshit.
I bet nobody ever gave an analysis of that show like we just
I'm sure they have, but that's really the truth about it.
It really is.
And it makes complete sense. And what's interesting is that, you know, we've been selected. I feel that's what a great blessing this is and an honor to be selected to be crucified by these people.
Right, because you must be really making a lot of noise. Your voice must be heard for them to actually come and knock on your door and say, let me just come in and waste my time, take time out of my day, because... Obviously, you know, you're not, now your voice is like big enough for us to come and get you, because you're affecting people. Every day when we come on here, every day when we write articles, every day that Dr. Horowitz has been doing his work for years and years and years now, it's all coming. The seed has been planted. It's all starting to grow. And what's happening is more people are waking up and they want to stop that. They want to put a stop to people like us that are out there making noise. When your voice, I always say, when your voice gets loud enough, that's when they're going to come. They're not worried about anybody as long as their voices are low. But when your voice gets loud enough for too many people to start listening, more and more people start to listen, you become a threat to them.
Yeah, it's like what Bo Bright, who is the good friend of mine and a hero to America, he's the real Rambo. He said to me, Len, always remember that the flak never gets heavy until you're over the target. And we're over the target. Week in and week out on the Inside Hour, you're getting this kind of information, this analysis, this background from literally physical reality and spiritual renaissance. And we're actually sharing not just the problems, but the solutions. So this information that you're receiving tonight is consistent with how we are winning. In fact, look how much we have won over the last several years. Look at the fact that the H1N1 vaccines were, by the majority, rejected. Majority of physicians refuse to take them and give them to patients because of the work of all of our friends and family, extended, all of the heroes, all of our colleagues, collaborators who took what we shared and shared it, forwarded it to others. The internet is a powerful resource for actually bringing messages all over. And that's why
it's a network.
It's a network, exactly.
We all can connect. We've never had that ability to do that before with the media, because before you had to have a certain amount of money to broadcast, to get your word out. You had to have a newspaper, a publication, and you had to have the money to send it all out. Now anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. If you're persistent enough and you believe in your message, you can get the word out to millions and millions and billions of people all over the world. It's amazing.
And which is why Jay Rockefeller, who's advancing the Democratic health care reform bills, whose brother, of course, is David, who is the co-chair with Rupert Murdoch and Lloyd Blankfein over the Partnership for New York City, which is the heart of the global drug cartel. It is the heart of the biotechnology ring for the planet. It is the Genito pharmaceutical mecca. It is New York City. These are the co-partners in Partnership for New York City. You can look it up at PFNYC.org on the internet. But this concept of the internet being so powerful, which is why Jay Rockefeller wants to censor the whole thing. He doesn't want to have us have this access. And here's the reason why. Because Penn and Teller's show on Showtime does not reach the audience that we here tonight are reaching through the Inside Hour, through bbsradio.com, by recording this program, and by putting it out on the internet live streaming, as well as the archives, and producing YouTube videos and putting them up and posting them, and having people like you spread the word to all the others, your loved ones, your family and friends who desire the truth, who need the truth, literally to set them free and keep them safe.
Exactly.
And, yeah, and so think about this. What is the main message that we're sending now? We're literally allowing ourselves to be not just manipulated by these folks, because in the cutting room, when the Showtime producers take our film segments tomorrow and then begin to piece it together for their message to come across.
For their agenda.
For their agenda.
Right.
Which is really the Big Pharma's agenda, which is the pro-vaccine agenda, which is the pro-atheism or New World Order. New World Order agendas include the One World Religion, which is atheism. It's the One World Peacekeeping Force, NATO. It is the One World Bank, essentially directed by the Rockefellers. Is One World Government, the United Nations, created, funded by the Rockefellers, Rothschild, Royal Family, Cartel. And so you begin to see all of this engineering of the social condition, the social conditioning involved in bringing this new world order and all of its elements to fruition is what their agendas are. Whether it's dealing with energy and promoting nuclear energy and radiation and those risks.
Like General Electric.
Exactly, like General Electric, which is a major shareholder in the Comcast, GE Comcast, which owns and runs Showtime.
And also they're affiliated with NBC.
NBC, right, exactly. NBC, General Electric, Comcast is the NBC Universal Comcast General Electric Consortium that Sumner Redstone,
Vivendi is another one,
or Rothstein, brings now to fruition as it is advancing. That's a major part of the mainstream media. The other mainstream media mogul is Rupert Murdoch, controls Fox News, News Corporation, major Time Warner, cable networks, all sorts of media. So the basic fundamental program, and by the way, where Penn and Teller actually operate out of, the Penn and Teller whorehouse, if you will, is the Rio Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
It's owned by Harrah's.
Harrah's, which is a whole consortium group that owns Caesars and Bally's and the Flamingo Hotel and the London Clubs International, the largest, one of the largest casino hotel chains in the world, and they're not the owners. If you really study this and you investigate this, you realize that Harrah's and this entire casino gambling hotel chain is owned by what's called TPG, International. TPG stands for Texas Pacific Group, and the other major player is called the Apollo Group, and those two groups combined with Sumner Redstone control virtually every single movie theater you go to. All of the major chains are owned by those three simple organizations under individuals, directed by those individuals. And so you begin to realize how powerful film is. Years ago, Alfred Bandura did a series of studies. It came out to about 350 publications altogether. And what he published was this research into how powerful the media was. And he concluded that far more powerful than parents, teachers, or peers, and the influence of those entities on the human being, human development, and beliefs and attitudes and behaviors, is this thing called television, film, and the mainstream media. And so the anchormen and news anchors, they're anchoring you into these kind of beliefs and attitudes and these indoctrinations, culturalizations that make you behave in certain ways and justify that behavior because you've seen it on television or because that's the social norm. This entire military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical culture in which we live, the American culture, American medical culture, it goes along with atheism promoted by Penn and Teller that we have now worshipped science and the medical deities. the gods, the MDs, the white jackets that are going to come for your salvation and save your life. Man, what a hoax. What a gross deception. But that's the agenda. That's their message. That's why they're coming to crucify Dr. Leonard Horowitz tomorrow. We need your prayers and protection.
One of the things that when they pre-interviewed us, one of the things that really made me angry was they said that they wanted to have a video, a sale, one of your sales videos.
Yeah.
And it's like they were trying to like, and they wanted to question you on OxySilver, and they wanted to take pictures of your products. So when you put all that together, and you know their agenda,
yeah.
you've seen their track record, you know what they've done before, it's they just want to try and put you into this box and saying, look, here's a guy who's trying to say that his products can, you know, cure and are the alternative to pharmaceuticals and vaccines.
Which they are.
And they are. And then, oh, well, here's a sales video. Like,
that's
just cheaping it out,
that's
you know,
what they
and that's what they were trying to do, to discredit you. And so that's where we are going to make sure that they get nothing from us, nothing at all.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to be telling them is the same thing I've told virtually everyone else, that we actually advertise on the product labels of everything from the OxyAdvantage products, all of the nutritional supplements that we recommend, all of the homeopathics that we recommend. We always have this disclaimer, quote, do not buy this product if you give credence to the Food and Drug Administration that will not allow us to tell you the potentially miraculous benefits that may result by taking this product as recommended, end quote. Tomorrow, we're going to tell the producers who are going to want to know all sorts of things about OxySilver, and I may share a few things because it is completely delightful and it is a great opportunity. But I'm going to tell them right away, I'm not interested in having your business. I don't want one word, and this is going to go on film. I don't want you to focus one word on anything but the issue at hand, which you have brought to the table, which is the vaccination, intoxication, and the degeneration of the human immune systems, so that you have now degraded human immunity and even the genetics of the planet. This entire planet right now is standing on the brink of extinction in terms of the human race, and all of biology is threatened because of the genetic engineering, the GMOs, the manipulation of nature genetically. The whole biotechnology ring that operates mainly out of New York by these partners in the Partnership for New York City is at the heart of this conspiracy reality. It is not a conspiracy theory. The reality currently is that with H1N1 flu vaccines, for example, Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs put together the merger between MedImmune and AstraZeneca, creating the FluMist vaccine producers. And that FluMist contains live, active, laboratory man-made recombinants of avian, Asian flu, Mexican swine flu, 1918 Spanish corpse dead flu, from literally causing all those people in the 1918s, early 1900s to die from that hideous disease. They dug it up in 1997, and suddenly now here it is in 2009, pops out in Mexico. Excuse me.
And they're saying that it wasn't man-made. How can you believe that lie? How can anybody believe it?
Outrageous.
That this could be created naturally? It's impossible.
Which is another topic for discussion tonight, because we have news coming from Europe about the secret investigation behind closed doors that will be unfolding on January 28th. That's another topic with regard to the EU. The Parliament Council is going to be investigating the World Health Organization and discussing exactly what we're talking about, the man-made origins of H1N1 2009 pandemic flu, and the fraud and the scam of the vaccinations being promoted through this fear, this white-collar bioterrorism attack against humanity. Now,
there's a press release coming out on that. Like,
Sherry's written a wonderful press release.
I interviewed Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg and Dr. Horowitz, so it's going to be a great article. They're both going to be in the article, and it's going to be just talking about what the next steps are and what's really happening. Dr. Wodarg, what he experienced, and his feelings on this. He was not even aware of how the media was involved in it, and he is so interested in learning.
Yes,
we
were in touch with Dr. Wodarg, who is the outgoing chief of the European Union's parliamentary council that investigates these kinds of frauds and health issues. And he advanced the urgency of having an investigation into this fraud and deception. And so that is what's unfortunately going to be happening behind closed doors, scheduled for January the 28th.
The 26th, I believe.
I think it's the 28th. We'll figure it out. The best way for you to get the information is go to healthyworldstore.com. There's a new healthyworldstore.com where you can sign up now and get our newsletters. So if you haven't gotten our newsletters in the past, don't worry, they're archived. Go to healthyworldstore.com, and at the bottom, you'll see newsletter archives. You can catch up on what we've done over the years to bring people to this kind of truth and this awareness that is life-saving and sustaining.
And
really.
LouSCAM.com, if you haven't been there, definitely check it out. It's got the best news ever, the latest, the greatest, and the truth, which is more important than anything else and something you're not getting in the mainstream media.
Yeah, so this concept of we being on the brink of extinction because of these manipulations, these genetic mutations that are being transmitted between human beings now because of these vaccinations. The flu mist vaccine produced by Lloyd Blankfein's MedImmune company actually is live, active, man-made, easily mutating viruses that have an easy chance to transmit for up to 3 weeks from a vaccinated or people that get sprayed up their noses. These people shed or spread, they transmit the live viruses for up to 3 weeks, causing people who have not been vaccinated to get infected and potentially sick. Worse than that is the fact that these are easily mutating viruses that they can recombine with more pathogenic, stronger viruses that cause more disease, that are more deadly, like the H5N1, or even like Ebola, or even like the leukemia viruses that studies were done to see if the flu viruses could recombine with cancer viruses. In fact, acute lymphocytic leukemia, quick-acting leukemia, it was found, yes, indeed, they could recombine. And so this is where we stand, on the brink of extinction. As we vaccinate more and more people with these man-made laboratory recombinants that can easily mutate into something far worse, in the current issue of Medical Veritas Journal, you have Harold Buttram's wonderful analysis on the genetic potential, the risks involved in the genetic engineering of vaccinations that can be passed on generation to generation, changing the entire human genome, changing the gene line forever. This is not simply a single side effect affecting one person that the CDC can say, oh, we don't have too many of cases, they're rare. This is a risk for all of humanity forever. So the extinction risk currently is extremely urgent, real, and the main man behind this whole industry of genetic engineering is George Soros, who, by the way, last May called for massive population reduction in keeping with David Rockefeller's agenda, Ted Turner's articulations, and the Population Council of New York that was established by the Rockefeller brothers to advance population reduction through various methods, all sorts of materials, including the non-oxynol 9, which was in the H1N1 vaccine adjuvants. It's a spermicide that causes abortions, spontaneous miscarriages and abortions. So this was one of the ingredients in this new vaccine. But there's been many. There's been HCG, what's called human chorionogonadotropic hormone. It's a female pregnancy hormone that's natural and normal. But when you inject another woman's HCG into other women, then what happens is their immune systems begin to reject the native person's HCG. Autoimmune reaction starts happening, and then the woman who gets vaccinated with like the tetanus vaccines that were given to the Philippine women or in Mexico and in urban America as well, particularly the black women, receive these HCG-contaminated vaccinations. They then became sterile. It was a sterilizing agent. The president's science czar, currently in the White House, Barack Obama's science czar, his name is John Holdren. John Holdren is the co-author of the book Ecoscience, calling for massive depopulation using vaccinations for sterilization. And if you don't believe that, just do a simple Google search and you'll come to find out, gee whiz, it's not there because of all these conspiracy theorists. That information is there because of the accurate historians. And in fact, you can buy that book on Amazon.
Wow, Dr. Horowitz, that's a lot of information you just gave us.
It's a lot of truth.
That's a lot of truth,
you know. But, you know, we're in urgent times, so people need to have urgent truths, and they need a bit of it because you have people who are in engineering idiots like Penn and Teller.
Exactly. But these people, they're just doing their job. It's like, you know, when people were working for the Nazi party, they were just doing their job.
They're just doing their job. I'm just doing my job. Doesn't matter if I kill people. You know, that's what genocide, folks. We're really talking about genocidalists. And this is what gets me most angry. Again, I have to consider, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. But the reality is they're killing us and our family and our friends. We're dying. The medical deities are killing us. The pharmaceutical industry, the drug side effects are poisoning us, intoxicating and depopulating us, most profitably for the drug industrialists that sponsor Showtime and Penn and Teller. So we really are looking at genocide, genocide. That is the death of the human genome, the death of the gene lines. That's what I've been talking about here. Genocide is strictly defined. It used to be anyway. The dictionaries have changed in recent years. They redefined it. But it used to be called or defined as, quote, the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and or ideology, end quote. The newer dictionaries actually redefine the whole thing. They focus on ethnic cleansing and the ethnic types of genocides. But genocide is far more available for all sorts of people, as we're witnessing today. We, the white Anglos, are now equally susceptible as the blacks were 15, 20 years ago to genocide.
Are we really white Anglos? That's a good
question. Well, I don't think I am.
That's definitely a debate, because I definitely don't think I am. I can tell you that I am definitely closer to being black than I am to white.
Well, I think the same thing in my heart, too. You know?
I mean, and, you know, as being Jewish, I've never been considered white. I mean, by anybody else, I've been considered definitely a minority and somebody that was not a white person. So even though my skin seemed kind of white, nobody really looked at me that way. So I feel more akin to more of a minority group.
You know, and this issue that keeps coming back over and over again through the emails and letters we're receiving, even the YouTubes that we're being told to link to, have to do with this concept of a Jew world order. Well, when you have people like Sumner Redstone Rothstein and gee whiz, Lloyd Blankfein and all these other guys who the Rothschilds heavily implicated in this new world order revolution. Zuckerman, who is U.S. News and Times, U.S. News and U.S. News and World Report.
Right, and Newsday.
And Newsday, right. These are the partners in the partnership for New York City.
Yeah, Jerry Spire.
There's a ton of Jews involved.
Larry Silverstein
at Silverstein Properties, who, you know, gave the, basically, go ahead, they leased the World Trade Center 7 weeks before, for 99 years.
6 weeks before it came down.
6 weeks before it came down, and now is engaged in, allegedly, at some time, rebuilding. And it was interesting that, I think Penn and Teller did a segment on showing how that whole rebuilding of the World Trade Towers and that whole center as a memorial was being stalled and not happening because of official malfeasance.
Right. You know, there's no talk of, like, really who was behind it.
It's always controlled opposition.
Exactly. It's just about, like, you know, the poor victims don't have a memorial now, and it's taken forever, and the memorial that they want to build isn't really appropriate. It's going to be underground. And I mean, there was, like, all these different things, but really the real issue was there wouldn't have been a 9/11 if it wasn't for these genocidalists.
Exactly.
I mean, really, let's look at why 9/11 happened. Let's look at the why, not like, oh, what now? No, let's look at the why. In order to prevent the why from happening again, we have to look at it that way.
If you don't study history, history repeats. And that's exactly the program. They have historic revisionism. They revise numbers, they revise events, they tell us who really won when they really lost. All sorts of manipulations go on in our textbooks. Our children are being educated into ignorance, falsehoods. I couldn't believe my child many years ago came home from school and said, you know, Columbus discovered America. Gee whiz.
And why
were natives here? What happened to the natives?
Right. What happened to the natives? And even the guy who discovered it, I mean, the country was named after him, obviously, right? America.
Yeah.
America.
America.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The country was named America after America's Vespucci, right? Yeah. It wasn't named after Christopher Columbus. So, I mean, where did Christopher Columbus even come in? Talk about the politics.
It's incredible.
Was happening back then.
And then, you know, you don't study why Lincoln was really assassinated, because he was going against the central bankers, those who wanted to control the greenbacks and the currency. That's the Rothschilds' mantra, is I don't care what ism, communism, socialism, capitalism, give me the control over the central bank and I'm happy. That's essentially the global industrialist theology, philosophy, and economic direction that they've been having now with the Federal Reserve. There's nothing federal about the U.S. Federal Reserve. It's an offshore entity, basically, essentially.
Exactly. It's not even in this country at all.
Yeah. So these are the issues that most people don't even think about. And so where do we stand today? We know the message that the media wants us to engage, because they share it over and over and over again. It plays to the human ego. That's the survival mechanism in your head. It doesn't play to your heart. It doesn't play to reconnect you divinely, to have divine human communion available to the masses with our great creator. It doesn't do that. The mainstream media is engaging your ego, mind, to have you focus on, hypnotized into the messages of pain, fear, loss, or any real or imagined threats to survival, literally causes ego mechanism to turn on. And that's what sells newspapers. That's what directs the behavior of civilization. That is what engineers society, engages people in the culture in which we celebrate life. Gee whiz, you know, I think without pain, fear, loss, and imagined or real threats to people's survival that is created, it's managed. Chaos is what's being created. It's like what's on the back of the U.S. dollar bill. Nova Ordo Seclorum. Part of the meaning of that is new order out of chaos. New order out of managed chaos is the agenda directed by those who control the mainstream media and thereby the public's mind. And if you understand that simple concept, it is the first awakening where you can say, hey, I'm going to shut down that damn TV because it's a hypnosis machine. It's literally a behaviorally engineering weapon for psychological operations, psyops, and mass population control. That's what that is. And that's what Penn and Teller are doing. Now, giving them the benefit of the doubt, although I doubt it, maybe they don't really have a big picture. Maybe they're not intelligent enough to have figured it out. Maybe they've been in denial because they're making good money. Maybe they've shut their eyes to it. Maybe they don't really want to know.
Okay, if that is true, though, here's my only thought, is that kind of leads me to think that they have to know more than they know, and that is the fact that they are pro-vaccination. So
gotta be an idiot.
In order for you to be pro, okay, I can understand you say, you know, I'm kind of in the middle because I don't really know. But when you say you're pro-vaccination, that's really only the place of people like doctors who are making money off of it, the people
who have been brainwashed. Doctors,
yeah.
Let me just throw this in. Doctors, even though they're well-educated, they're not intelligent. They're hypnotized. They're virtual Manchurian candidates. They're indoctrinated into the culture of medicine. Think about it. What is the difference between medical education, which involves hazing and sleeplessness and stress and high pressure from peers studying, getting A's when you've got to study and keep up, and the professors who are ridiculing you the concept of how stressful that is, it's trauma-based learning hazing, just like any cult indoctrination system. That's why the medical doctors are brainwashed, mind-control slaves of the drug industrialists. Who sets the agenda for continuing education and education in general? Academia is controlled by the Rockefellers of America and the Carnegie Foundation and institutions that were set up to handle the rest of the world's education. American education and American medicine, which has affected now world medicine, has been directed by the Rockefellers and the Rockefeller Foundation. They established the academic tracking system so that if you're a doctor, that you don't go along with this system, then you are ostracized, you're ridiculed, you're defunded, demoted, and if you keep it up, sometimes you're assassinated. The reality is the grant monies only go to those who publish or perish. And if you don't publish in the area of the agenda, in other words, the channeling and direction of academic education is according to certain tracks and funding units whereby grants are issued simply for those who give them the science that they want. So this is the same way...
It's being submissive.
And it's also the same thing when we talk today to Penn and Teller's producers. Didn't they say the same thing? That they have a list of... They pitch the senior execs and the network, they called it, the network executives, on various story ideas. And they pitched them on vaccinations and about 30 other ideas, and they said, okay, yes, for vaccination, this time we're going to allow Len Horowitz to be ridiculed and crucified on Penn and Teller's bullshit.
Or maybe that didn't happen that way at all. Maybe the director and producers were commissioned to do something on vaccination.
That's a likelihood.
And they were also given a list of names of people that they wanted them to go after, because we do have a few other people that they were interested in also putting into that segment that were top people, like Andrew Molden.
Andrew Molden deserved to be on the segment. His work is magnificent. It really needs to be promoted. He was contacted also, but he was not available for the interview. They contacted us, and we are going to do it. The main message that we have for the Rupert Murdochs and some of the Redstones of the world right now, those who control the media and the mass mind, here's the message. Same message as Moses, who Penn from Penn and Teller denied the existence of. Same message. It's time to let the people go free. It is time to let the people go free. It is time to let the people go free of your hypocrisy, your insanity, your lunacy, your mass mind control manipulation media, hypnosis machines. It is time to change them, transform them into the educational tools and the blessings that they have the capacity to be. That's what the main message is that we have for Penn and Teller and Showtime.
Right, and also the whole entire film and entertainment industry.
Absolutely.
This is one movie that they're not in charge of. They're not producing the movie that's behind all of our destinies, and that is what they're all working together to market us these vaccinations, which are deadly and poisonous, which cause disease, if not death, and that is their agenda. Now, why are they all in this together if it's not a truly evil agenda? And who are they to decide our fate? There's only one that can decide our fate, and that is the Creator. The Creator tells us when our ticket is up. That's the only one.
Absolutely. You know, tonight on the phone, I was also interviewed by a reporter from an alternative medicine journal. And I was asked, because of the same kind of discussion, aren't you afraid, Dr. Horowitz, that you're going to be assassinated? And that's the most common question people ask me. Why? There could be a million other questions, more intelligent, more basically impactful, but that's the one, because again, if you understand you've been indoctrinated into this bizarre cult where you place emphasis on pain, fear, loss, real or imagined threats to survival, into love, instead of love, faith, confidence, connection, divine communication, communion with each other as well as the Creator. If you orient yourself towards this insanity and this hypocrisy, and this intoxicating domain. Then what's happened in the process then is you have subjected yourself to de-superhumanization. In fact, according to all the evidence, you're a superhuman being. You have a spirit that has been so suppressed that now it's time to literally emancipate. It's time to come out of our shells. And instead of being the submissive tellers of the world who have fear and simply fear that they have no voice to do anything and make a difference in the world, you have a voice and you have a divine connection. You have a divine inspiration and you have a divine destiny to fulfill that literally all this other stuff is subordinate to. My answer, and to those who ask me about my fear of death or assassination, is you're either in love or you're in fear. When you're in love, the best combination that you can possibly manifest is a combination of love and faith. Because you have faith in the Creator, who is the most loving entity in the universe. Gave us Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus, who I don't deny, as Penn does. The fact of the matter is, we can see the blessings all around us, particularly for the faithful who have faith in Jesus. So the reality is that if you have a faith of heart and a heartfelt, loving intention to create a better reality and sustain yourself and restore yourself and heal yourself, that's the most powerful medicine in the universe. If you couple that with the spoken word, which is prayer, which is sound, words are sound frequencies being emanated. Frequencies are mathematics. The Creator's language, just like our language, fundamentally is mathematics. So when you understand the simple power of heartfelt loving intention with faithful prayer and the articulation of the sounds that can resonate literally to eternity through this musical mathematical matrix that extends beyond our limited physical reality. The physicists have proved it. There is a quantum realm that is right here, right now, that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven. It is as Jesus said, it is near. In fact, it's so near, it's right here, right now. You are manifesting out of it, and in it, we are witnessing this miracle manifestation. Now, for those of you, sadly, who don't understand that, who have no ears to hear that, and have zero faith and confidence, you know what? You don't have any possibility. And the simple reason is, oh, just look in your life. Every single relationship that you have that's any good is based on faith. If you don't have faith in your spouse, what happens? The marriage is over. If you don't have faith and trust in your partner, your business partner, what happens to the company? It's going down. So if you don't have faith and trust in the Creator, what have you got? Nothing. You've got no essence. You've got no sustenance. You've got no restoration capacity. You've got no vibrational manifestation, creation happening in your life. And so this is the fundamental understanding that's so important that the secular world or the world of the atheists, such as Penn, from Penn and Teller, that world of miracles is not available to them by their own choice. And that choice is literally engineered through the mainstream media that Penn and Teller serve. And that is precisely the agenda, to keep people dehumanized, in fact, de-superhumanized, basically dumbed down, mind-control slaves, manipulated by fear, manipulated by the system of problem, reaction, solution, mentality, and politics. This is the greatest opportunity the planet has ever seen. We have all of the answers we need. We have all of the solutions to all of the urgencies and the major problems affecting humanity today. It is time for the global industrialists that direct the mainstream media and the public's minds through morons like Penn and Teller, that to let your people go. Not your people. Let the Creator's people go. Let we, the people, go. It's time.
It's definitely time. And it's almost time the hours on the stuff. We have a few more minutes.
What time is it right now?
At the moment, it is, we have 6 minutes.
Well, we got 6 minutes. Okay. So, listen, folks, thanks for holding your calls back tonight. I had asked that you do that because it was an important topic. I'm going to ask for your prayers tonight. I'm going to ask for everyone out there listening to say a prayer for Sherry Kane and myself tonight, that we reflect tomorrow the Creator's wisdom, that our words are not ours but the Creator's, that when we speak we reflect the goodness and the love and the glory and the Creator's heart for blessing humanity optimally. We ask that our words and our communications and intuition be so strong tomorrow that those from Showtime come and they get zero. They get nothing to use against us. For if the Creator is with us, who can be against us? I ask for your prayers tonight so that we can literally carry this wonderful, most powerful, most important message in history through to those who have ears to hear. I want to thank you folks for joining us tonight. We're on bbsradio.com. Every Tuesday night, we're picking up some other networks we'll tell you more about in the near future. We're also broadcasting live stream, so long as the technology holds up, on love528tv.net. We'll be adding some additional channels soon, as I mentioned. And I want to thank our sponsors tonight, oxysilver.net. Oxysilver.net. Get the information on OxySilver. Get the information and the wonderful new catalog on healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com, where you can get all of my endorsed products. You can get my own books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, as well as some great equipment. If you've got some pets, there's a new pet section of the Healthy World Store. If you're interested in agriculture and permaculture, there's fabulous new products in the agricultural section of Healthy World Store. Our goal ultimately is to take back this planet for we the people on behalf of our glorious Creator. And Sherry is advancing some wonderful opportunities now in continuing education in this regard through a couple different programs. Sherry, why don't you tell the folks about it?
Well, we're going to be providing seminars to people who are interested in learning more about alternative health, and there's going to be 3 levels. After you complete the 3 levels, you'll be eligible to take a 6-year doctorate program so you can get
certified accredited.
Exactly, a degree in energy medicine. And so I would recommend you contacting me at info@healthyworldorganization.com for any information you want to get in regards to that. The website is going to be healthyworldambassadors.com. We also have Healthy World Affiliates that's going to be coming up within probably a week or two, where you're going to
still working on it.
Taking months. But we're really, right now, we're almost done. It's right down to the ending. We had to get a new web person on to help us to promote it further, because right now, I mean, we were so busy that we didn't have that much time to go into it and deal with it. But now we have somebody who's really, really good. And so Healthy World Affiliates, there's going to be 8 products available that you can actually you can take or you can sell, and you would get commissions or on them, which is going to be a great, great opportunity for anybody who's interested in promoting.
It's a way to save lives and to earn a respectable, wonderful income. It really is.
A great income. You feel really good.
And learning and basically how to use the Creator's natural methods for healing to uplift not only yourselves and your family and friends, but people all over the world. We, the people, if we're going to actually do this, envision it, manifest it, taking over the planet, instead of the World Health Organization being engaging the Rockefeller's agenda to depopulate the planet through pharmaceutical intoxication and vaccinations, we, the people, choose an alternative healthy world organization. And that's what Sherry's involved in. I'm going to be one of the speakers. There'll be many other doctors, fine naturopaths and natural healers and scientists and researchers who are also being involved in the education. I'm simply one of them. It is a wonderful opportunity. If you think about it, if we're going to envision ourselves in a healthy world, we need a whole complete other system. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the meek, the loving, the more intelligent, the more capable, the more worthy, the more connected to the divine source. That is what we envision. That's what we're witnessing, we're experiencing, and we invite your participation in this celebration.
And we definitely want to take out the World Health Organization and all these pharmaceutical
companies. Unless it's willing to literally come to our side, come over to the Creator's side. Because that way then all is forgiven. You know, Creator is full of forgiveness.
Then what are they going to do with all their pharmaceutical drugs?
Yeah, they're just basically, we're going to have to detox them through the use of some sort of electromagnetic and or energetic vibrational frequency. Because again, the universal solvent is water. The universal healer is love. The universal messenger communicator is music. You put them together, you've got musical hypersonics and 528 hertz frequency of love manifested on earth as it is in heaven. We don't need too much more, folks. Water is the solution of everything. Hydrogen fuel, hydrogen pH for regulating the body chemistry to keep us prevention and engaged in a prevention mode for and also recovering from diseases, all sorts of problems. Water, water, water. Hydration, you've heard me talk about that many times on the Inside Out. We gotta go. It's time for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com, so stay tuned. Love ya. Prayer tonight for us. See ya. Talk to you next week.
Good night, everybody.